News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 year talk radio station. Good morning, 7:05 on Monday, November 18th. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning there, Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room as, well, hi, Sonny. Good morning.
Good morning. We love.
Already hopping in there.
We love our chat packers. You guys keep us going. You keep us going. Hey, I'm going to challenge, some of the chat packers before that did the, Adamson's challenge. We're ready to get back. We talked about, we had a long weekend, lots of football, lots of, you know, trying to get focused into what's happening in 2014, where we're going. It was great. Every now and then you have to stop and just kind of, you know, watch all that and, look and project into, you know, how are you taking care of yourself? What do we do? You know, those kinds of things. Speaking of taking care of yourself, it's 38 degrees. So let's, if you're out and about today, this tells you what our forecast is. But it's partly cloudy this morning and becoming mostly cloudy with highs around 57 to 63. We're going to have light winds becoming south around 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. There's a chance of rain that's going to be happening tonight. Then rain after midnight. That tonight's going to be around 48. We still have beautiful weather right now in the fall. Winds about 10 miles per hour tonight, and it is currently 38 again. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And good morning, Bad Bomb. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well.
Great. How was your weekend?
Went up to visit friends in Ashland, Oregon, and did the shop, spent way too much money, and et cetera.
Easy to do there.
Well, I tell you what.
Let's see a live play. Yeah.
Let's go to Chris Lasondak, our Wells Fargo advisor, and find out what Wall Street is looking like for this week. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes or so into a new trading week, and the markets are mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 30 points at 15,992. The S&P 500 adding 1 point at 1799, while the NASDAQ Composite's down 9 points at 3976. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 106 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America is up 6 cents at 1498, ExxonMobil up 32 cents at 95.57, JCPenney up 12 cents at 914, and JPMorgan Chase up 55 cents at 55.42. Of local interest, PG&E down 19 cents at $40.97. North Valley Bank unchanged at 19.10. Sturm Ruger up 29 cents at 74.54. And Harley Davidson down 47 cents at 66.25. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.69%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.29. Oil's unchanged at $94.49. And precious metals are lower with gold down $7.30 an ounce at $12.82.36. Silver's down 14 cents at $20.62 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on for our Market Minute Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call, 530-243-7561. Now, you want people that are following what's happening in Wall Street, what's happening with your investments. Because with Obamacare going down the tubes, with all the other changes there are, you need to keep track of what's going on there. And they are going to do that for you. Those are your neighbors doing great jobs for you. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We've got a lot of things on the, agenda today. Tornadoes, wings of angels, a senator who has introduced a bill that says we should take authority away from commanding officers when it comes to, non-judicial incidents. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, if you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, you're in the clear. Now put the pedal to the metal and take the checkered flag.
And the Black Bear Diner car takes the checkered flag.
Sugar Bear, that was the biggest thrill of my life. My inner bear is almost completely satisfied.
I know what you mean, buddy. There's just one more thing we have left to do. Celebrate at the Black Bear Diner.
Well, I can already taste the classic comfort food, like the slow-cooked pot roast served with mashed potatoes and country gravy.
That does sound delicious, but I think I'm going for a salad. Maybe the Chinese chicken salad, the grilled steak salad, or a classic taco salad. It's going to be a tough decision.
Heck, we won the race, Sugar Bear. Let's order it all.
I'm not really sure my inner bear is that hungry.
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Reading.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application. Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We all have to be retrained on Mondays.
Hey, listen, at least you didn't have your dreadlocks ripped out.
Yeah, you know what?
Jeez.
Okay, gents, all right. Gentlemen, can I give everybody a hint here? Just to make your life so much easier. And here it is. If you can't find your keys in the morning on Monday when you're trying to running around the room trying to find your keys, and then the last thing you remember is that your wife had your keys like 2 days before that, and you haven't driven your vehicle since then. So obviously, whose fault is it? Well, no, it's not her fault, because what she does then after I walk out saying, give me your key so I can at least get to work. And then she goes behind me and she looks inside this little ceramic thing that's sitting on my dresser that somebody put there. And she goes, well, look what I found. His keys.
Yeah, I like how everything's in the third person. His. You know, take no responsibility.
First of all, I have no idea why they were in there. And I think that, you know, there's a good chance that Elk Killer might have just dropped them in there.
She put them in there with her paws yesterday. Yeah,
What I did learn was that, you know what, you can apologize, you can say you're sorry, and you can be forgiven.
This was a tactical error.
Oh man. Well, you know what?
You know what?
The thing is I remember putting out, you know, I was taking things out of there. I was rearranging stuff. And it was Saturday evening.
And you're listening to the game and watching the game. Yeah, and so it's easy when you do things. Like, what did I do with them?
I picked up my car keys and just dropped. They've never been in there before. It's not like I keep them there.
So gentlemen, here is and ladies, say it with a smile. Start your Monday morning off with, where's my keys, darling?
And it should end up, okay, honey, can
otherwise, you just, you will get you the just, boot in the butt on the way out the door.
Can you just loan me one of your keys, please? Oh, thank you very much.
You know, this makes me feel so good because now I don't feel so bad when I do something of this nature.
Well, you know what?
Payback, yeah.
Just well, be nice. And
you know what? You're absolutely nice. Right. Just be nice about it instead of going out of the door like a bear that's got his got shot in the butt.
Hey, you know what? Talk about those tornadoes dozens of the thunderstorms in the
Midwest.
Illinois
and all that. Illinois, it's
killed. Let's pray for the families. They're still finding, you know, people in debris. And, it always reminds me of when we went with the Farrells, down to Sacramento to, California Disaster Relief Headquarters. And we sat through there were a lot of first responders there. And, there was a gal that had been in there, gave a speech for the day or a talk for the day and brought pictures. And I don't know what category of the storm that she was talking about. I think it was a 6.
It was just devastation.
But it was town in Midwest that the whole town.
Gone.
The whole town. They had to put up tent hospitals. I mean, you know, we don't think about what it is. It is completely, it's like evaporation. Animals and trees.
Is this a tornado?
Category
5 is as bad as it gets.
Well, when they hit, they had the sirens go off. When the sirens went off, they said they had then it was there. And everybody heads for their basements. And it sounded like freight trains going by. And I've heard that before. And then when they got up, everything's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just gone.
Yeah.
It blows the branches off trees.
Well, there was a couple, this morning. Early on one of the news channels, there were a couple, guys that worked Starbucks that went inside the bathroom and with both of their mind, I think they were brothers, holding the door of the bathroom, could hear cars crashing and everything around them. They came out for some, you know, God willing, when they came out, everything around them was besides the bathroom where they were. Isn't that just?
And that, you know what? It's just not your time. Hey, you know, one of the things we're doing today is, in case you didn't know about it, there's going to be a strike today down at the county courthouse, and we're going to take a quick break now and bring in, some of the people from the union. And let's talk about why we've got 117 members of the county staff, striking today. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 38 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 38 degrees, head on down to Espresso Joe's for that coffee. They have that pumpkin latte. They've got great coffee there. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. And, of course, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Well, in case you didn't know about it, there is a strike going on today, or will be, and our guest is Diane Ponick.
Ponick, yes.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And in your position in the union, in which union is this that's doing this?
It's the local 792 UPEC.
UPEC, okay, and that's the, what's UPEC?
United Public Employees
of California.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, we got it there.
But I work for the courts.
Okay, you work for the courts.
Yes.
And so why the strike today?
Well, the employees have for many years hoped to get some sort of raise, cost of living raise, and each year they've been told there's no money or not enough money, and so they've settled, and this year they've decided they're tired of settling. They are questioning administration's priorities in regards to where they put the money. Everybody understands budgets are tight, times are hard. However, it appears as if they have used funds for things other than respecting and showing their employees how much they need them. And so they've decided enough is enough, and this is a year they've decided to go all the way.
So what do you hope to gain today?
Probably several things. It's not a one answer. First of all, just to call the attention to the fact that there is a problem, that employees haven't had a cost of living raise for at least 7 years. That we have employees that are struggling, working three jobs, having their family text them within the same home saying, "I miss you, Mommy." Employees that can't afford to put their children on their insurance. Mm. And it's a matter of insurance for their children or paying bills or groceries.
Okay, well, that leads me to like three or four different questions that I just thought was there. Was mm-hmm. One, has there been any raises? There's been no raises in 8 years?
No raises in almost 8 years.
Okay. It. Two, they're not covered by insurance?
Well, year that's negotiated. Okay. Yes. So they cover the employee. Like, for instance, usually the contract will be that it's 100% for the employee. However, you know, one family member this much more, they'll cover 50%. And this much more, you know, one family member plus is an additional, sometimes up to hundreds of dollars, and they're only covering 50% of that. So the employee themselves.
So if you've got two kids, then your cost goes up.
Way up. And of course, that's not the court's fault. You know, that's where we're at. And so this year, the insurance actually almost doubled.
Well, you know what? That's a completely different subject.
You're absolutely
about
right.
That.
Yes,
and because I think it's going to get worse.
Hey, yes. If minimum wage can go up, so can I understand the frustration.
Here's the thing: so what you're saying is, in 8 years, the county clerks, mm-hmm. I mean, in the court,
yes,
have not received a pay raise.
Correct.
They have not received a cost of living.
Correct.
And how does this make y'all feel when you see other people getting these?
Frustrated, angry. Done. It's time.
What happens when you all don't come to work?
Well, today, you mean today?
Yeah, today you're striking.
You know, look, we're letting everybody know is mm-hmm. that for 8 years we have not had a raise, mm-hmm. even as bad as it gets Social Security and the mm-hmm. military, mm-hmm. at least they get a 1%, which is well below what it should be, but they get at least a 1% raise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, many of our court clerks that are hired on are making just above minimum wage, and then on top of that have costs.
They're only making, what's the average wage for a county clerk type?
Well, now you've asked me questions I'm not. Let's say that I think
you're somebody's out there that can tell us. I mean, they're waving, so.
I think Steve might have that. We put that in our article. I'm not into that part of our of the court budget, but it was something like the beginning clerks are hired on at maybe 12
bucks an
12,
hour,
13, something like that.
Okay, well that's $4 above,
but, right?
Okay, so then out of that though, they of course get their taxes taken
right.
out, and then the healthcare. Okay, now as they go along, now when we're talking 172, I'm not sure. The clerk, I mean, are going on strike.
Oh, there's 114, 16, 17 union members. Not all of them, obviously, we respect people's opinions and their choice not to, if they choose not to.
Oh, so some people don't have to join then?
That's their choice. It's their choice as to whether they want to participate.
You don't catch them in alleyways and beat them?
Oh, my gosh, no.
Some of the ladies get another lady and get her down and say,
goodness,
join.
No.
Put
goodness,
the boots
no.
to them.
We have made it really clear that we respect their choice. Many can't afford to take because it's a day without pay. And so many people can't afford to take even one day without pay.
Oh, my gosh.
So today many people are choosing to take that sacrifice.
So you are asking for what?
We're asking for the community's understanding that it's not we're not a bunch of greedy, muddy, money hungry, we want to make more money and it's all about money. It's really not. It's really about being able to support ourselves, to work and provide the services we do for the community. That's what we do. We provide public service. And when we can't support ourselves, then how do we provide that service to the community?
What happens if you all just walk away from the job for 2 days? What does everything stop?
Well, you know, it's funny because, there was a, Mike Mangus did a report and met with Melissa, Fowler Bradley, who's our CEO, and she said the courts they'll go on, we'll provide that service whether the members go on strike or not. However, then they attempted to, place an injunction on the strike because they realized they couldn't. They needed certain mm-hmm. services that we provide that
sure.
they couldn't actually have court today without certain members. And in this case, it was the court reporters. So we almost didn't get to do this. It almost became an illegal activity. So.
Now, there was some anger. Now, there's some anger addressed at, or maybe not anger, but there's been something addressed to the one you just talked about.
Melissa Fowler Bradley.
Mm-hmm. About her pay and all this mm-hmm. that she's getting.
Yes, she is. It's
are the staff or the management getting raises?
Oh my gosh, yes, and that was a part of this year. They've decided enough is enough, and there was the years we took furloughs. The years the clerks. Office is closed, has been closed at 2 o'clock now for a couple of years. And the year, ironically enough, the year that we started our furloughs, mm-hmm. Which is one day a month off, our administrator received $13,000 raise. So we're thinking, And so when we started this process, obviously we were ready. The employees were ready. However, during negotiations, we asked for the mm-hmm. information, got the information. Now they're even more angry because they already thought something might be not quite right, that it sure looked like, they were making a lot of money up there. And you see the articles every year about that the county does with raises or with their salaries. And they're going, wow,
there's
this
a lot of
just
high
not
salaries.
Right.
There's a lot of high salaries at city and county, but not necessarily in the worker bees.
Right, right.
And sometimes people forget that.
Yes. And so they see the average, the average salary for court employees that includes people that are almost minimum wage and then way up there. So it's definitely top heavy. And the money is
okay.
upstairs.
All right. So y'all are going on strike today. You're going to be holding signs out there?
We will. We'll be holding signs, and we're asking for people to support us. We're also doing community service during this day as well. We've chosen to support One Safe Place, and we're helping at Holiday Market. There is a food drive, and so we'll have members up there throughout the day just volunteering. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me, and, I'm not what you call a big, union backer just for for a variety of reasons. However, I also, as Steve will tell you, I'm also very, we try to be very, very fair here, and not even a cost of living increase in 8 years seems a little drastic. When I do know is that they're increasing the, the pay for other people, you know, right. I mean, for the other union members.
Right.
So,
right.
But you all fall under a different thing than the county does, right?
Right. We are different. We're under the administrative office of the courts.
Of the
which
courts.
Is different money.
Which is different money. So it's not the county.
No.
So it's the court thing. So I apologize to the county and I take it all back.
Well, then where did that $500 and some fee go for my red light ticket? I want to know where that money went.
So what we're
saying, that to be your raise.
Yes,
so
correct.
And so the court fees come out of the state then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the administrative office of the courts and our monies, essentially come from the state.
So
yes.
The county has nothing to do with it then?
No. Okay. No, we rent their building currently. That's
okay. All right. So this whole thing is a court thing that and our county is off the hook.
Yes.
So,
good job.
But we still support the idea that after 8 years, you deserve at least a cost of living.
Right. It's just fair. Right. We just want a fair opportunity. To live.
Well, right. You know, our electrical, again, you know, I know we've got to take a quick break, but when you think about our cost of living, you know, break it down with things like groceries have gone up. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Right.
Carton of milk.
Right.
And how about
gas?
Stuff if you've got kids in school, mm-hmm. it's more expensive to go into sports.
Right.
Like you said, gas. We know that there's little taxes here and there that weren't there a year or two ago. Drainage, that's a whole other subject. But seriously, just the cost of what it is to break down the very minimal part of living
right.
has gone up.
Yes.
So I think it's wonderful that you came to be with us live on the air today so you could educate our listeners of what you're all about, what you guys
are
doing. And
it's not the county. It's the state.
Carl right. doesn't want to get in trouble.
No, it's not. Trust me, Carl doesn't worry about getting in trouble. Carl's already in trouble today already. Yeah. Carl started this morning when he couldn't find his keys with trouble. You want to know what trouble is? Blame your wife that you can't find your keys. And it turns out it was because you put them away someplace.
Oh,
there's
funny.
Trouble, Diane. Diane Ponick, who is spokesman for the UPEC for the union here, talking about the county court system and how that they're on strike today and are the courts shut down?
No, they're open. They're open to business.
Today.
Yes,
they're open
absolutely.
For business. Okay.
Yes, yes.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, we'll be right back with What's Up.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
the home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We just saying goodbye to our guests and bringing on a new one. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Estate Granite and Things. Welcome back to the show. I tell you what, a great Estate Granite. What can I say? A granite kitchens, bathroom makeovers, forever furniture, and of course the ultimate lucky smoker, which is sitting down in our backyard. And it is the ultimate lucky smoker. Mike Huber and his team are just outstanding. Outstanding. He is a true artist when it comes to granite and almost any other thing he puts his hands to. Give him a call at 241-7866. 241-7866 or take a look at Estate Granite.
That's absolutely right. We love to support local businesses, and our new sponsor of the weather, of course, is Shasta Gas Propane. We love Chuck Kinney and his family, and they bring us the weather. Currently 38 degrees, and it's going to be partly cloudy this morning, then becoming cloudy with 57 to 63. So today, mostly, that's what we're looking at, with a chance of rain this evening. Cloudy, and low tonight around 48. Okay, so now we're really excited to thank you again, Shasta Gas Propane. And another business that is with us this morning that we're really thrilled because, well, on many levels, let's welcome to the show Phil Keister. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
And your business is called What's Up?
What's Up Board Sports. That's right.
What's Up Board Sports. And we love to share with our listeners that you started this business this last year.
That's right. We actually got underway in July, middle of July, a little bit later than I would have liked. But got out on the water, and we're specializing really with the stand-up paddle boards and taking tours. Starting off that way anyway, might have seen us around the Sundial Bridge area, but started doing tours. We're calling it the Sundial Glide Intro Tour. So we give people, 70% of the people that have been with us, it's been their very first time on a paddleboard, and we've included a little glide down the Sacramento River. So,
isn't that hard?
No, it's not.
Obviously not, because everybody I talk to, I mean, I look at
beginners.
The people you've had out there. I mean, you're going down the Sacramento River, and they're all ages, all sizes, everything, and they turn them around, come on back up, you know.
We've had from 10 years old to 68 years old, men and women. It's been predominantly 70% have been women so far, too, you know. It's
wow.
Had a great group of guys yesterday, but a beautiful day yesterday. You might have seen us, too. We had 7 people, I guess, going
wet
down.
Suits?
No wetsuits.
Oh, you
no
would wet think, suits. Like.
You would think. I mean, it is, granted, the air temperature is starting to come down, so it's different.
Those are pretty diehards.
You know,
get out there and
it's so much fun. You just got to.
Yeah, you just get into the energy of it. Well, give us an example of, we decide we are going to take the challenge and we go, what's it called again?
The Sundial Glide Intro Tour.
Okay. Where would we go to find your hut or find where you are? Do you bring the boards, and how does that happen? What works?
Basically, we start out at the Kutras Pond or Lake area, the boat ramp there area. You might know it just downriver from Aqua Golf on Park Marina Drive.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
We'll meet up with people there. We'll spend about 45 minutes out on that flat water there, introducing people to standing on water. And then we'll load up the gear onto the trailer and into the passenger van, take the short trip up just above, go over Market Street Bridge on the other side of the river, and then come back down in and drop in. Right off of the river trail, there's a public parking space just off of the, quartz, you know. So anyway, mm-hmm. We drop in there and take the glide. It's about a mile and a half back down to Kutras Lake where we started. So it's the whole experience is around 2 hours. And that's it. And people
the river's not too fast for people then?
No, there's a few areas that get the adrenaline up and going, but that's, you know, that's what you go to Disneyland for.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, we kayak this year, so we challenge people to get out there and try it.
It's not exactly
now, you've changed some things with your business. From what I understand, I was reading that you are offering shuttle service.
Well, we're going to start out this next year. One of the things that was good about getting started was to find out what's working, what people want. And one thing, people are really taking to this experience of going down the river. So it just made sense. We have an area between here, the Sundial Bridge, all the way down to Anderson River Park, but with the Bonnie View boat ramp, to really utilize the river here. And we're going to offer a shuttle service for our rental and new sales customers this next year, probably starting out in May, run it through September. Not sure exactly what the schedule will be, but those will be the locations we'll be offering our service to. So it'll just make it easier. You come down to the river and you jump in and spend all day or a few hours and have some fun.
Okay, well, let's take a break. Our guest is Phil Keister. We're talking about What's Up and some new things that are going to be offered. I think we're going to be talking about the holidays, gift certificates, some new experiences that you're going to offer. What great better way to give a gift of something like that for an adventure, for a family adventure of next year. But we're going to find out more about business in Reading, upstarting business, and more with Phil Keister after these messages. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Monday, 7:40 a.m. here on KCNR 1460.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, "I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at CrownMotorsReading.com.
This is Ted Lighty at NorCal Firearms Instruction. One of our most popular programs is our four-hour private group session. This class provides 4 hours of live fire instruction for up to four shooters for one low fee. After initial consultation, NFI will design a curriculum specific to your group's skill level, experience, and desired outcomes. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalify.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Reading's new home for high school football.
Welcome Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:48 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air and Martin and our friends over there. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's 39 degrees today. Have you had your heating system checked? Have you had your filters changed? Have you had your air ducts done? That's at Alliance Heating and Air, serving you at just the right temperature. They're very, very, very good. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Hey, we started the first playoff games in CFI this Friday night, last Friday night, and we've got another one this Friday. Last Friday, of course, was West Valley and, was it Wairika?
Lots of football going
50
on.
50-0 for West Valley, but they're moving on. You know, we've got a couple teams could get into the championships here, and you can hear it right here on KCNR, 1460 AM.
It would be fun to have a show with fan-itis, like major fans. What drives them? Why they dress up and paint their face and make certain chants and calls, and we just look at them like they're others. But hey, well, I mean, there's like, they're die.
Starting very soon, we're going to have a Tuesday night sports show going at 6 p.m. with our own Nate Abarea and talking about local sports, but other sports too.
Well, speaking
of local
sports, if Phil Keister is here with, what's up? And I always forget
what's
the
up?
Last part of it. It's like the board. When you see the guys with the board and the big stick, that's called.
Yeah, it's SUP.
So stand up paddleboard.
Okay, stand up paddleboard.
And the acronym is SUP.
So. Okay, great. So now we've got you on.
Yeah.
Tell us what was it like for you? Was it hard for you to get your business going in Reading, or was it relatively easy?
Well, it helps to be very stubborn. You know, I had a relatively easy time because I just decided I was going to jump in. I'm having to deal with some repercussions along those lines now, but it's. For me, it's been relatively easy. It's a service that I'm offering primarily. We have intentions of opening up a location this next spring, so that'll complicate things a little bit more, but obviously that's where we want to go.
Well, as a business owner, we all know now, you can say that we look each other in the eye, that sometimes when you don't feel like it, you still got to get out there with your board and your pole and lead people.
Well, that's right, and you're going to be seeing us from time to time all winter long out there. Who are those crazy guys?
What will you do, for instance, if somebody decides they want to do like those people who like the polar plunge, you know?
We'll be leading the charge, actually. You know, it's you'll
doesn't
see.
Doesn't mean you have to get wet.
You'll see. Well, you know, you don't get wet all the time. That's for sure. I'm getting better at it. We all are. I mean, believe me, we've had a number of people their first time down that didn't get wet. And you don't have to necessarily try and tackle this the first time on your feet the whole way. Get down on your knees. You can sit on the board. I mean, these boards will go. The boards we use are designed to go down class 3 and 4 whitewater. As the people taking them down, so we don't see anything like that.
Not standing. I bet they're not standing up, though.
They are.
Are they standing
they
up
are.
On class?
Yeah.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Now that we've been talking about it,
one of those upside down.
Is there a website that you have or a phone number? I mean, how do people get a visual here?
Sure. For us, we have a website. It's wassup, WASSUP, boardsports.com. We also have a Facebook page, wassup boardsports. You can come check us out there. The website, we're going to be doing some upgrades over the near future here, but that's two ways you can get a visual on us. Our phone number is 945-4945. So those are the
one of the questions from the chat room is, and I think you may have mentioned it, but do you need a wetsuit?
You don't need one. We aren't using any yet. We will probably be getting into it shortly here.
How cold is the water?
It's in the 50s.
Oh, well, that's not bad, you know.
Yeah, as long as you're not in it.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're sailing or doing anything like that. But, Phil, I think right now for listeners, they're thinking about what can they give their family. Okay, so besides miniature golfing or doing something like that, this is a great physical sport to, you know, to give the grandkids or give the kids or as a wedding gift.
There's a reason that this recreation has been the fastest growing recreation on the planet for over 10 years now. And it's not showing any signs of stopping. It's not only good for you physically, but mentally, you know, you get your physical and mental going, following in there is the spiritual side of things. So it's a well-rounded way to spend your time.
I saw a lot of it on Facebook this summer. Mm-hmm. People in Hawaii and of course, many postings of people who went with you on tour.
Yeah.
And we have the beautiful water right here, waterway right here.
Well, I mean, we're focusing on the river, but don't hold short. We have some beautiful lakes around. I mean, I like to spend time up at Whiskey Town. I know that the Eliassons, Lost Coast Surfboards, and SUP Rentals, they have a great business up there at Brandy Creek. I know that this past year was their best year. I mean, so that's just an indicator of where SUP is going. Inland Board Sports, I believe they sold more SUPs this past year than they have previously. So, you know, there's a few of us that are actively involved in the SUP community, and it's growing. We just put on the California Paddle in September up at Whiskey Town Lake, which is a great success. And we're already in preparations for next year. So
have you thought about having a mass float out on Whiskey Town? The Guinness Book of World Records for the mass
I
float.
I like that.
You know,
like
think
that.
About it. You get a thousand people out there all in one spot on their boards. That's got to be a Guinness Book of World Records.
I like it. I like it.
I don't know. Do we have 1,000 boards?
We can get them here. We can get them here. Yeah.
And we could all.
No, they have. There's a few. That's putting them lightly. A few big events up at Lake Tahoe, and we see Whiskey Town as being a prime candidate for a similar type of event.
Yeah.
So, and along those lines, as far as bringing people into the area, one of the things that we are putting together for this next year is working with some other local businesses in the area to try and bring people to the area for 2 and 3 day packages from out of the area, like north as far as Bend, you know, Sacramento, Bay Area, maybe up to Santa Rosa area, and offer people 2 and 3 day packages to come here, SUP-related, of course, but maybe give them a few different options of staying in accommodations on Hilltop or... You know, I'm pretty partial to Redding's Riverside Retreat on the river and some of these other bed and breakfast type of businesses here in town, as well as I'm a big fan of the renovation of the Thunderbird Motel here in town. So give people a few different choices of places to stay and a way to come and spend some time here in Redding, hopefully out on the water.
Okay, our guest is Phil Keister, and he's the owner of WASAP Water Sports, where you're taking these boards, these specially made boards down the river, down the Sacramento, and we're talking about how the business is growing. It's one of the fastest growing businesses in the nation?
In the world.
In the world for the last 10 years, and there's more and more of them that you're gonna see, and you see people kind of paddling, not paddling, but standing on boards kind of going on down the river. That's Phil and his gang. Well, we're gonna take a quick break and come right back, cause I wanna ask Phil before he gets out of here, about the America's Cup, that he used to be a team member on the America's Cup, and also Francie Sullivan, our Redding City Councilwoman, will be joining us right after the 8 o'clock news. So we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen,
I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Miller Collision Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary, including 5 years at their current location on the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive. As an iCar Gold shop for 20 years, the Miller Collision Center standard is perfection. They offer every customer the best in quality collision repair. Just nominated for the Chamber's Hall of Excellence Award, Miller Collision Center is located south of Highway 44 on Airport Road, just past the Burrito Bandito. Give them a call at 222-2900 or stop by Miller Collision Center at the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott at 7:55 in the morning on the 18th of November, my friends. Thanksgiving's coming quick. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, besides having an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, they are the North State's nutrition experts. They also have raw food or, you know, any type of organic type food you're looking for. Bulk in beans, seeds, nuts, all those. But they also have something from Amazing Foods for Life is the gluten-free foods, and which was started because of Thanksgiving. When Vicky was having to cook all these different meals and she realized that most of these people needed a gluten-free, substitute. So, give them a call at 244-9141 or check them out at 221 Locust Street, which is in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our guest is Phil Keister, who has started a company called WhatsApp, and it's a board that you ride the boards down. It's big boards, not little boards. Like,
that's right.
You know, like large surfboards even windsurf boards. You get on them with a paddle, and you kind of like, you stand on them as you go down the Sacramento River.
Yeah, they just look like a big, thick surfboard. And, you know, they have the fin on the bottom. And we had to put the shorter fins in now as the water's dropping, obviously. It's a couple places it gets right up there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a blast.
Well, let me ask this real quick. You were a member of the America's Cup team for years. Is that correct?
Four of them.
Uh-huh. For four of them. And this is not an easy thing to do. But you were, were a member of that team, and this year they had the America's Cup. And because of something that was done during a practice session, weeks before the trials, the America's team got penalized. How many matches?
It was two points.
2 points.
Yeah, it scored. The whole game's played so much differently from when I was involved, which was 10 years ago, was my last team. But they were penalized 2 points, and I don't even really follow the reasoning. But there's
something strange.
There's some panel that's supposedly bipartisan, you know, we know how that works, that came up with this ruling. But in the end, no matter what the ruling was, at the end of the day, it was the greatest comeback story I have ever witnessed in my life.
They came back and swept it. It swept it. It was unbelievable.
Really?
Now, let me ask just
they were in San Francisco Harbor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's just a real quick question here. Huge changes from when you were on the team with the monohulls.
Right.
To what they're doing now.
Right. This is like, you know, Formula One on the water now. It's amazing. I mean, I was very skeptical when I saw the new boats, the plans. And, I gotta say, over the course of time, I was won over. I found it fascinating, you know.
Fast.
Very fast.
Light winds too.
I tell you, the last thing we were worrying about when we were on the boats in my day was putting crash helmets on and stuff like that and wearing body armor, you know. I mean,
and that's what they're doing
that's
now.
That's what they're doing now.
Cause they're going so fast in the,
These guys are such athletes. I mean, every single guy on the boat.
Well, you know what I'd like to do, bring you back again. I'd like to talk about that at some point, but your new business, WhatsApp, it's a success. People are using it. It's great for Christmas gifts. It's all this. Tell them again how to get a hold of you.
Okay. We have a website, which is WhatsApp Board Sports.
And that's
WASSUP. Board Sports. And then, we have a Facebook page, WhatsApp Board Sports. And the phone number is 945-4945. We do have an installment deal for a new SUP deal. Contact us about that or check it out on our Facebook page. It's a really good value. And I strongly recommend you check it out.
I think it's so important that we share with our listeners after we've done this interview with Phil Keister is that you do bring a lot of who you are and your past into what your passion is. And you sailed with America's Cup for 4 years, so you're bringing your passion for water here, to be in the water, a sport, in the North State. And it's wonderful to be with somebody who could be such an expert on how to deal with the water, how to read the water. You're not just going out with somebody who's decided, oh, one day I'm going to be about the water. You've been about the water.
You are one with the water.
Hey,
Anyway, Phil Keister here from What's Up Sports. I was at one. Yeah, I was going into the zen. You know, be the ball, and I won. So anyway, Phil, thanks a lot. What's Up Sports? And you know, it's a great time for the family. You know, great Christmas presents. Buy a bunch of tickets for it, and talk to Phil. Anyway, we'll be right back. Francie Sullivan's our guest after the news. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Storms that swept across the Midwest left at least 6 people dead in Illinois, flattened some neighborhoods altogether. Homeowner Scott Gundy describes a scene after a tornado tore through his home in Washington, Illinois.
I've got cars and trees. I've got my 07 Galant, 3 houses down. I got neighbors crawling out of the basements.
Illinois may have been struck the hardest. That's where 6 people lost their lives. Also at SRNnews.com, a bright bit of news on the U.S. economy from U.S. home builders whose confidence in the housing market held steady this month.
The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Builder Sentiment Index remained at 54. October's reading was revised 1 point lower from its initial estimate. Most builders are optimistic the housing recovery will continue. However, many express concerns that sales could falter if Congress fails to reach a budget deal early next year and lawmakers shut down the government again.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The debate over Obamacare took no break over the weekend. In fact, it was on NBC's Meet the Press that Representative Nancy Pelosi of California defended Obamacare and said that there will not be a problem for Democratic candidates in upcoming elections.
I don't think you can tell what will happen next year, but I will tell you this. Democrats stand tall in support of the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. We have great candidates who are running.
On the other side of the aisle, it was Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire who told NBC's Meet the Press her party has a lot of good ideas she thinks might fix the president's health care overhaul.
Let's make sure that we have a plan that has more choice, not less. Let's have one that where we're driving down costs and increasing competition. Have the insurance companies compete in a way that they aren't right now.
Senator Ayotte appearing on NBC's Meet the Press on Wall Street. Another historic day for the Dow, exceeding 16,000 for the first time ever. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Indonesia now recalling its ambassador to Australia over allegations that Canberra spied on phone calls of the Indonesian president.
Indonesia's foreign minister said Australia had systematically violated the principles of democracy and privacy. It had offered some clarification, he said, but Indonesia was not satisfied. According to a document leaked by Edward Snowden, Australia's then Defence Signals Directorate monitored activity on President Yudhoyono's mobile phone for 15 days in 2009 and attempted to listen to at least one call.
That's the BBC's Paul Adams reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court, meanwhile, refusing to intervene in the controversy surrounding the National Security Agency. The court is rejecting a call from a privacy group to stop NSA from collecting the telephone records of millions of Verizon customers throughout the United States. Other lawsuits on the topic are still making their way through the lower courts in various places around the country. This is SRN News. The latest figures from the Philippine government say more than $270 million worth of foreign aid has been pouring into the country since the November 8th typhoon.
As each hour and as each day passes, we are overcoming the challenges here.
And that word from United Nations Office for the Coordinator of Humanitarian Affairs spokeswoman, Orla Fagan, she also says it may be years before the hardest hit areas of the country are back in order.
This is massive. Between 10 and 12.9 million people have to be assisted to recover from this. It's absolutely huge. It's like taking the whole of Belgium and trying to assist.
Well, the storm killed at least 3,976 people. Some 1,600 are still missing and feared dead. The money will go toward helping the more than 4 million people displaced. More details at srnnews.com. And from Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, it's Monday, November the 18th. What can I say? It's 6 after 8. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. Good morning. Hey, let's go right to our friends at our Wells Fargo Advisors, Chris Lasondek. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half into a new trading week, and the markets are in positive territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 57 points at 16,019. The S&P 500 adding 1 point at 1799, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 4 points at 3990. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 174 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $1.28 at $523.63, Microsoft off 50 cents at $37.35, Facebook down $1.32 at $47.69, while Intel's up 13 cents at $24.65. Of local interest, Costco down 54 cents at $123.75. Home Depot's up 23 cents at $80.26. Tri-Counties Bank up 9 cents at $26 even. And Harley-Davidson down 22 cents at $66.50. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.67%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.29%. Oil's up 13 cents a barrel at $94.62, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $9.22 an ounce at $12.80.76, while silver's down 18 cents at $20.58. This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. What up? You know what? After we listen to Chris, I have this great feeling I know everything that I need to know for the rest of the day, except that's not true. You need to give them a call at 243-7561 because they are tracking Wall Street. They are tracking investments. They are tracking what's going on. Again, give them a call, 243-7561, our Wells Fargo Advisors.
And good morning again. Currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460. Our weather looked partly cloudy this morning, and all through the day, we are going to reach around 63. Highs today, temperatures around 48 tonight. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and they are your gas and propane professionals. Give them a call, family-owned, 365-3793. Great day ahead of us.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it sure feels good. We had a great weekend watching football and resting, and how, what better way with brand new pillows?
Yeah, you know, let's go to Elizabeth on first for an update of what's happening tonight.
Good morning. I'd really like to hear about the pillows.
Well, trust me, you will. But we have this little numbered sheet in front of us.
You are so funny, Elizabeth.
And don't worry, you will hear about the pillows.
Oh, goody.
Okay.
I'm sorry. No, but great. So tonight, you know, it's the Tea Party meeting. What's happening? Who's on?
Well, as requested, I know you're busy this morning. I will make this quick. But at the Reading Tea Party tonight at 6 o'clock. As always, we meet at 2570 South Bonneville Road at the Destiny Fellowship Church. And tonight we're going to be talking with Michael Shaw, who is the president of Freedom Advocates. And Michael Shaw has traveled the country for several years now talking about the global government and Agenda 21 and how America is slowly but surely being transformed town by town, city by city, state by state. And it's a great program. I really encourage people to check out his website ahead of time at freedomadvocates.org so that they can kind of bone up a little bit before coming to the meeting tonight.
Well, you know, there's a lot of changes, that's for sure, that's going on. And, you know, and I think that there's starting to be people that never questioned before, everybody thought we're poo-pooing this, are starting to take a good look at this over what's happened over the last several months.
Well, you know, people, I always say they only wake up when it hits them. When it directly affects their personal life, then all of a sudden they open their eyes.
Yeah. Okay, that's tonight at?
Tonight, 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneville Road.
Okay, you ready for the pillow now?
Have a great week, you guys.
Thank you.
Bye. You know what,
You know what? It's always rich. You know, if you ever go on Monday nights to the Bonneville Church, it really is rich information. Just really, you get fired up about, hey, I want to become involved. And speaking of being fired up, we watched a lot of football this weekend, and it was nice to be able to have our brand new pillows. Because we're one of those who like to watch TV in bed, and we got these brand new pillows.
The AirFit pillow, and that has to go. It goes with your sleep number bed, and of course, my sleep number is 35, and your sleep number is
45.
But what we did last night was we went to sleep. The beds are comfortable anyway at 100.
Cozy.
And 100 is, you know, the highest setting, but you still went to sleep. And then, but when you wake up, you realize there's a difference. I mean, there's a big difference between these numbers. I mean, this thing works. And, but then we also got the AirFit pillow, which is a way it adjusts to your individual size, shape, and favorite sleeping position. You can wrap it around you, and it, you know.
Broke that puppy in this weekend.
It did. And it, you know, that's something else. We just got one of those, and they work outstanding. And there's one place to find that AirFit adjustable pillow, and that's our Sleep Number store. And right now you can get 25% off every one of these pillows. And there's 425 Sleep Number stores in nationwide, 8 million happy users, made in America, guaranteed. And our Sleep Number store is in the Target Shopping Center. You can go over there behind the McDonald's area there. And I tell you what, they are just outstanding. Go in there and find out what your sleep number is. You spend a lot of time in bed. Why not enjoy it? Why not sleep well? Why not Sleep Number? All right, we're going to take a quick break when we come back.
We're going to cover a lot of stuff when we get back.
A lot of things coming up when we get back. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:16 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Feel free to give us a call this morning. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. My guest isn't here, but it could be because the way things are going for me is that I didn't remind anybody, or maybe I just wrote it down wrong today. So let's go to other things we have to talk about. Let's talk about our Wings of Angels founder, one of co-founders, Donna Arriaza. She's been on the show several times.
Yeah, she's a dear friend.
What a great lady she is. And she's retiring from her Reading REU job to focus on Wings of Angels.
Oh, that's great. And she got a special award this year from the Seroptimus. We know that, her daughter, had passed away, from cancer. And it was the impetus for Donna to just tirelessly donate hours upon hours of her life and her family's time with her, along with her. She founded the charity Wings of Angels with her husband after their daughter died from cancer again. And she's aided more than 60 families all the while holding this job. So we wish her well and being able to focus full time. And it was wonderful because I know she went to school with my sister-in-law, Cindy Snook, married my brother, and in the Alturas area. They know each other. And Donna is just a wonderful woman.
Absolutely. You know what? When you see things like that, you see people. One of the things that are so great about Reading is the way people help each other around here. Yeah, I mean, you know what? We've got some problems up here, and as every town does. But have you ever seen people, no matter what their political bent, turn and help like we have here? It's just outstanding. Let's talk about two things that, we talk about the Second Amendment and we talk about, the NRA, National Rifle Association. And people, you know, it has become a target for, anti-gun right people. It is it is in the news a lot. But, you know, and this week, somebody else is in the news a lot, and that's John Fitzgerald Kennedy. It's the 50th anniversary of his assassination. Did you know that John Fitzgerald Kennedy was a lifetime member of NRA? Yeah, he was a lifetime member of NRA. They were had built. He was. He had a. They were building a. I believe it was a pistol for him, and he was assassinated before they could give it to him. But JFK was a lifetime NRA member. He believed in the Second Amendment, and upholding the Second Amendment. Anyway, JFK's assassination and the 50th anniversary. There's so many things on TV. We've had one story on Outside the Wire, and we're going to have another one this week about possible answers to the assassination. But one of the ones I saw, and we want to get to that in just in a couple minutes, right after these couple messages, is this one that came out that explained it. And yet it seemed, even after the book was written and published, there was no big stand up and, oh my gosh. And it explained a lot of it. But we want to talk about that as soon as we get back, along with what's happening in the Senate when they're trying to strip military commanders of their right to hold the Uniform Code of Military Justice hearings in their own units. We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lundabot. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Yes, your Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, and Ford dealership right on Cypress Avenue, 555 Cypress Avenue. I tell you what, if you were looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV, go to Crown Motors. Their service department is also outstanding. Give them a call, 223-2177. I got so many things to talk about here. I don't even know where to start. But let's start with Alec Baldwin. Is that it? Alec Baldwin. Now, if you were somebody named Paula Deen, and 30 years ago you had said something that was considered a racist remark, you will be driven away from your job. You will have people castigate you. People will talk about how horrible you are if it was 30 years ago. And you will lose, you know, and you'll lose everything.
Lose all your endorsements.
You'll lose everything, endorsements and all that. If you are a liberal Democrat like Alec Baldwin, you can say, You can call your daughter names, call her a little pig. You can have, homophobic slurs out there and people still cover for you. And after you've done that, you get a show on MSNBC. Well, no big surprise there, but you get a show on MSNBC after doing all of that. And then you're still ranting out there. Even though the show has got the lowest ratings as does MSNBC, but his show had really low ratings. And then what happens? He goes out again and again with a homophobic slurs and cursing at a photographer. So if you were a conservative or a Republican and you did this, or if you were somebody from the South who did this, your career's over. The first time something happens 30 years ago, but if you are one of the Hollywood elite, you get two or three chances. Well, at least this time, they got him. MSNBC suspended Baldwin. He comes back and tweets kind of an apology, then he removed that. You know what? Frankly, having the paparazzi all around you is probably a pain. But guess what? That's just part of it. And you pay people to have them there.
I understand this talk show is probably the biggest bomb since Michael Jordan when it comes to late night talk shows, or Chevy Chase comes to mind.
Well, Chevy lasted all of a week.
I think four shows.
They only spent like $12 billion on it. But here's the thing is the fact that he, after doing this once, instead of being cast into the trash can as Paula Deen was, and the only thing that brought her back was her fans, her thousands and hundreds of thousands of fans.
I mean, you can say you're sorry.
Yeah.
And all you can do after saying something and, acknowledging it, which we would have loved it, you know, in the same breath if Clinton would have said, yes, I did have sex with that woman. I'm so sorry. I think America would have said, okay, you're addicted. Let's deal with it. You're the president of the United States. You maybe have done some good things. This is a major faux pas, just like somebody saying a racial slur or whatever, unintentional or what, learned behavior. I'm not sure. Well, something that comes to my mind and in the headlines today that I just think makes my skin crawl. I want to share this with you because even though we may feel certain celebrities or certain heads of office or certain things, we're upset with what's going on, don't publicly shame someone. Recently, President Barack Obama and the First Family were at a basketball match between Oregon State University and the University of Maryland. Well, they were met, and they had their family there. So I just can't imagine what the kids must have to go through with their father and their mother, and you know, there's, if their best, whatever their best is, mediocrity, whatever you want to call it, and yes, they've done a lot of things that have affected, or he has made decisions kind of affecting a lot of people's lives, but you don't boo. You do not boo. It is not the time to boo the family at a basketball game. How tacky and atrocious as an American to boo your president. I am absolutely disgusted with that headline.
Well,
respect the office. Respect the office if
yes,
not the
you
individual.
Do. And you're absolutely right. You do respect the office. On the other hand, if you're just talking about booing, you know, what about these quarterbacks that go out and have 50,000 people there, including their whole family, and the stands are calling for their heads?
That's a game where you are, the fans are involved with the guys.
You're right.
But for the president and his wife and president and the first lady and his children to come in, sit courtside, some applause and some people booing.
Well,
okay, I know that.
No, you're right.
It's just disrespectful. Now, there's no way that you're going to kick the people booing out.
Not,
but I just
not when
think
it's half the stadium.
It's bad manners.
It is. And you're right.
Well,
and it,
that's an epidemic.
It's
right
like
now.
Flipping the bird at well, somebody driving. That's such bad manners.
But they do the same thing. You know, but you know what? They did it to Bush. They did. I mean, they do it. And I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah.
But you're right. You know, if
makes
your kids, if your kids are with you, and these are young kids, there's probably at some point, but there is so much anger. You know, and things have changed so dramatically over the last 8 years. I mean, anger. There's anger out there, and anger, and people are frustrated, and then they start getting focal points.
It wasn't anger with Carter.
Am I the only one who has noticed this trend lately around Reading where pedestrians are simply walking out into traffic against the light, and people pulling out to force you to a stop because they know, they take a look at you, they see your car's not dented up, you don't look psychotic, so you're gonna stop, and they just pull out in front of you, and then just look at you like, ha ha.
Yes.
I made you blank.
Yes.
And sooner or later, that's gonna get somebody, that's gonna end up with a hole through a windshield.
Yes.
You know, there's people in the chat room saying, Sonny, I agree with you 100%, Linda. It was not the time. It is not the fault of the wife or the children. Well, you know, it's not the fault of the children and, or the wife. You're right. No, you're right. And, the bottom line on it is that there's got to be lines drawn, but the thing is that people's anger, and they were angry at Bush. Now Obama, whose favorability rating has gone below 40% over this whole Obamacare fiasco, and then he's trying to push through an immigration bill. The whole thing is such, you know, it is, people are feeling conned, they're feeling lied to. And then he shows up at the court, and you know what? Don't boo, but don't applaud. I mean, if you want to do anything, okay, this is how I'm going to do it. I'm just silence. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to say anything. President Barack Obama. And then it's just silence. I mean, it is, but don't boo. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460. And I am going to get to that law that the Senate is trying to pass to strip military commanders of their right to have the Uniform Code of Military Justice in their commands.
Reading Spray Service proudly presents Insect Theater. We now bring the critically acclaimed film, The Good, The Bad, and The Cockroach.
Ugly cockroach, and you, dirty hairy spider, it's showdown time.
Hey, look, it must be the man with no name.
No name? Why don't you call me Reading Spray Service?
It's the Bug Man, the one that finished off our entire posse.
Being that the trucks at Reading Spray Service are fully loaded to blow any pest clean away, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you? Bug.
His home belongs to us now. You'll never take us alive.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Viva la resistance! Say when, Bugman.
Draw.
Oh, we're not gonna make it, ugly cockroach. It's been nice infesting with you.
Another home saved. Time to saddle up.
That concludes our broadcast of Insect Theater. But remember, call Reading Space Service at 221-3007. Let us make your day and blow your bugs away.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Acorns are on the ground, and we're stocked up on kerosene. Whether you need 1 gallon or 500 gallons, give us a call. We'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. For all affordable heaters, we have clear mineral spirits in your containers or ours. For the woodcutters, we have ethanol-free 93, bar oil, and two-cycle mix. Turkey Day is just around the corner, so fill them propane bottles. Don't run out with the bird in the cooker. If you're thinking of a new kerosene or on-demand water heater, come on by and take a look. We have plenty to pick from and ready to go for Christmas. Remember, we do take trade-ins. Northern Lights Energy, where customers are first priority. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot for supporting small business.
Northern Lights Energy.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebach. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:33 in the morning, 39 degrees, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our chat room is rocking. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. Man's last stronghold. You know, you just gotta love that. And it's a great place. There are great people down there, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from the subway, right off Athens Avenue. One of the comments was that in the chat room was where, Obama was being booed and cheered, not the family. It is the only chance people have to express how they feel about the cruel things Obama has done.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The second one comes out, and it was not the place. A bad example was set for every child and young adult there. There are other ways to express your displeasure, and it is not in front of the children.
Okay, so let's just pretend for a moment that your dad runs a gas station or a company. Your dad. And you come in to a basketball game with your dad and your mom, and it's you. Pretend for a minute that your dad had to, I'm not sticking up for Obama, but had to make some executive decisions that were not popular in the town. And you walked in on a basketball court, and you saw that your dad was being booed. Would that just not make you, for the rest of your life, feel like, wouldn't you always remember that moment? Wouldn't you remember... you know, what does it do to a young, it's just bad form.
Well,
and Americans, listen up. Because we are starting to be a nation of bad form, and manners are acceptable.
Rudeness is being accepted. But here's on this too, is that they're the looking at it like this, they're the president's children. And you're absolutely right, is that it is rude. But the president's children should also have been told at some point they're old enough to understand that, you know what, not every day is going to be people cheering like you saw before.
No,
there's
true.
Going to be days where there people are going to be upset and they're going to boo. You've got to be able to take that, just like any other job where somebody's being booed. Anyway, speaking of being booed, I'm going to boo some senators here. Democratic senator has introduced a bill that takes the responsibility of trying cases out of the chain of command in the military. In other words, the complainant or the person that's bringing the charges will have their own lawyers. The military judges from outside the chain of command will try the cases. Now, all of this has to do with the sexual assault numbers in the military. Though if you look at the sexual assault numbers in the military, there's a lot less than they are in colleges and universities. However... You know, and the idea is that, hey, look, these people are, you know, they're coming in or being ignored. You know, some of these commanders are overturning the convictions. And even if they get convicted, nothing happens to them. So they want them thrown out with dishonorable discharges for sexual assault. They want it taken out of the chain of command because they do not trust the commanders, the military commanders, to try these correctly. Well, this has caused a firestorm in the Senate because, you know, even though it was introduced by Democrats, the head of the Senate, the Senate Military Committee, Durbin is against this, and the Pentagon is in total fight with this, not agreeing with it, full opposition, along with, like I said, many Democrats in the Senate and Republicans. Some Republicans are on the Democrat side about taking it out. Now, here's the problem is, you know, you're trusting these commanders with the lives of your children, with the lives of your brothers and sisters, and, you know, if you're younger, aunts, uncles, fathers, mothers, and yet you don't trust them to be able to hold a trial or to forward on under the UCMJ a case of sexual assault. So what you're saying is they are not trustworthy. And if they're not trustworthy to take charge of that in their command, why should they be trustworthy in other things? There is the crux of the problem. When you take that ability from that commander away from him, it lessens his ability to lead his command or her command in many cases. And we talk about the amount and the number of sexual assaults in the military. Yeah, they're coming. There's more of them because people are reporting them more. Maybe because they feel like, hey, you know what? Something is being done. But if you look at the number of sexual assaults in the military and you look about what's happening on college campuses or universities, you're not seeing those numbers trumpeted. You're not seeing things like, oh my gosh, you know, I mean, there's, what 100% more in, you know, if you look at the same population of, the ones where the sexual assault takes place. No, it's the military. And the military is taking action against it. There have been some instances where the right decisions weren't made, but to punish everybody for the wrong decisions of several people, and not dozens, but several people, is wrong. You cannot take it out of the chain of command. Because once you do that, you will have military lawyers who are trained and brought in to take on this case. They will try the case under another military judge, and the commander has nothing to say about it. And they they were looking at, okay, they need to get a dishonorable discharge if found guilty of sexual assault. Without appeal. Well, now they're at least they wanted to add into that. Well, okay, there could be an appeal if you're found guilty. So what if there's been a mistake made? So you get thrown out after X number of years with a dishonorable discharge, which by the way is like a felony, and that will follow you around forever. It's not undesirable. It's not a general under less than honorable. It's a dishonorable discharge. It's a felony, and you lose all your rights just as if you had robbed a bank. We'll be right back.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event. A salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles.
We'll sail on the Ruby Princess August 15, 2014 for a cruise to discover the British Isles with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. Special upgrades are available if reserved by November 30th. That also means a low deposit of $200 per cabin. So give us a call right away.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot. Good morning. It is 8:44 in the morning. 605-4567. You got something you want to talk about? KCNR1460.com is where the chat pack is, and they're discussing civility. Is there civility? Is there too much civility? Not enough civility? Or what chance do you have to really, when you see the President of the United States, to express how you really feel? You know, when he was giving the speech that time, the congressman says, "You lie." And that was horrible. I mean, that was right in the middle of Congress during the State of the Union. And he was right. I mean, he was right. He was lying, but it was not. And they're not saying lying now. They're saying misspoke 26 or 7 times. Here's the latest thing is that 5% that he was talking about. You know, this by the way, the press conference they had the other day, this disastrous press conference. You know, some of the things that he said during this, we fumbled the rollout on this healthcare law. I completely get how upsetting this can be for a lot of Americans. It is a complex process. I was not informed directly that the website would not be working. You know, how many times have we talked about this? I was not informed that the website would not be working. Why? I mean, why didn't you just get on it and just say, okay, let's try it? I don't think I'm stupid enough to go around saying this is going to be like shopping on Amazon or Travelocity. You're right, because that is done by private industry. A week before the website opens, if I thought it wasn't going to work. You know, somebody in there, then you need to hang somebody out to dry. You need to hang them up there, not literally, but figuratively, that says, look, you didn't tell me this wasn't working, Catherine. And so guess what? Boom! You're fired! You didn't even warn me. As one of the Democrats said, well, that's like firing the captain after the Titanic hits the iceberg. With respect to the pledge, these are all comments from all statements from President Obama. With respect to the pledge I made that if you like your plan, you can keep it. That there is no doubt the way I put that forward unequivocally ended up not being accurate. The Affordable Care Act is not going to be the reason why insurers have to cancel your plans. The federal government does a lot of things well. One of these things it does not do well is information technology procurement. Okay, at what point, my friends, I think everybody has realized the problems here. And the problems start right at the top. What we are also discovering is insurance is complicated to buy. You know, the problem is at the very top with President Obama, you can keep taking this. You can keep taking the blame. You keep, oh, okay, now he finally takes the blame. But then he comes out and he says, well, you know, it only affects 5%, really. It's only 5% of the people, which is, of course, hooey. And 5%, 5% is how many? 15 million people. Oh, my gosh. Just those 15 million. Well, I've got news for you, Mr. President. And I'm not booing, but I am pointing out is it's not just the 15 million people that have their own insurance plans, you know, their private insurance plans. It's businesses. It's businesses that are canceling the plans. There are businesses that are going, well, you know what? This is going to kill us if we have to do this. So they're shifting it over, having their employees shift over to the government plan, which is non-existent. They're getting insurance companies, oh, well, let's change the plan. Let them have the plans they want. Let them have the plans they want. Well, the insurance companies already spent untold amounts of money to shift over. So if you want to keep the plan you had before, fine. That's just going to cost you a lot more because we've already shifted, because the president said to shift it, because we're going to the new Obamacare plan. Unable to deny that millions of Americans have lost the coverage he vowed they would keep, Obama and other Democrats are now peddling what we might call the 5% con job. The president asserts that these victims, whom he feels so terribly about, nevertheless constitute a tiny, insignificant minority in the greater scheme of things. Scheme. I like that scheme. They are limited, he maintains, to consumers and individual health insurance markets. We know it's not true. We know it's not true. It's more. It's much more than that. And you've got businesses doing it. You've got huge businesses. And the impact it's having on people at universities, let's just talk universities, where they're laying off people or students that were going, you know, that were making money while they were going to school there. Now it's got to be less than 30 hours a week. It changes anything. 5%. As was pointed out in an article, the individual market actually counts as 8% of the health insurance consumers. And so it's even more than the 15 million. So what can I say? Is that this health care is at the point where the Democrats now are leaving the ship. Dianne Feinstein kind of moving away from President Obama. The bottom line, my friends, is this. It's a mess. And they've got, you know, and where some people say, well, let's fix it. Well, I don't know if you can fix it. Maybe it needs to start over. Maybe it needs to actually have together a bipartisan group that says, you know what, we can do some things here. We can fix a lot of this. But the main thing you've got to do is take a step back. President Obama is, you know, when you say that this is a lot harder than we thought it was going to be, well, so was obviously what's happening in the Middle East since the Russians have taken over there. Benghazi obviously is harder. Fast and Furious was harder. The IRS was harder. NSA spying on everybody was harder. Oh, by the way, the Chancellor of Germany. Oh, we've just been listening to your cell phone. Oh, and people act like that's not important. Guantanamo Bay is still there. The Patriot Act is even stronger. The war in Afghanistan is still going on. I mean, you can say, oh, it's winding down, it's winding down. Okay, what's the end result of that? The military is being gutted due to your policies. This president is doing so much that's causing so many changes. And I would say that the vast majority of what he's done, not all of it, give him credit where credit's due, but most of what he's done is harming us. Either intentionally, which I can't believe, that he would intentionally hurt this country, or unintentionally, which is even worse. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Miller Collision Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary, including 5 years at their current location on the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive. As an iCar Gold shop for 20 years, the Miller Collision Center standard is perfection. They offer every customer the best in quality collision repair. Just nominated for the Chamber's Hall of Excellence Award, Miller Collision Center is located south of Highway 44 on Airport Road, just past the Burrito Bandito. Give them a call at 222-2900 or stop by Miller Collision Center at the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Are you a CCW holder and looking to take your skill set to the next level? I'm talking about advanced holster work, combat and tactical reloading, and many other skills that'll make you a more effective personal protector. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse has two upcoming CCW classes that are limited to 10 students who have either completed our basic CCW course or attended one of our skill builder courses at the Reading Gun Club. Give us a call today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com for more information. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It's a North State holiday tradition, the annual Reading Republican Women Federated Elegance of Christmas Tea, with the theme, a star-spangled event. Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino, beginning at noon. Sponsor a table or purchase individual tickets by calling 243-3724. That's 243-3724. Wear your holiday finery and enjoy a fashion show, music by the Lou White Band, and giveaways galore. Again, that's noon Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino for Elegance of Christmas Tea.
Well, I won't back down.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. And here is the forecast, mostly cloudy all day. Temperatures around 63 and a chance of rain tonight. Get yourself prepared. Temperatures will get to around 48 this evening. Tomorrow, the forecast is rain, with temperatures around anywhere between 54 and 60, and rain likely tomorrow night. Forecast looks like mostly cloudy for the rest of the week and clear on Thursday night through Friday night with temperatures around 39. Ooh, we've been looking for those little chilly evenings.
It's time I turn off the water here. Hey, yeah. Tomorrow our guest will be Assemblyman Brian Daly will be with us tomorrow. Figure out what's going on here. There was a great article about what happens when you have a one-party state and how it allows corruption into the system. Not written, of course, by us, or but it was. It's a good article. We'll talk about again tomorrow. But let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Linda. How you two doing?
Good morning. We're great.
Hey, I just wanted to, Carl, I agree with you that, you know, something as far as like with the president, people booing him and booing, I agree. I mean, you know, if you have some, it's hard to put things in perspective, especially if you've lost your health insurance. What if you have cancer? What if your kid has cancer? 5 million people have lost that. There's been Benghazi, IRS scandal. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and I can see where people are frustrated, but I'm with you. I think that probably just sitting there and just being quiet, it would be the best way to
imagine that. They announce.
I do find it interesting that out of all the things that are going on, that's a point of concern, booing the guy at a basketball game or whatever it was. But I think that there are some very, very serious things that are happening now, and I think that people maybe need to be focusing on those serious things. Even though, again, that was bad form, I agree with you, Linda. That isn't the proper way to handle that. And Carl, I think you're 1,000,000% right. Just be quiet during a time like that.
Can you imagine how that would have gone over on President Barack Obama, and then just silence? That would have been, to me, would have been a talk.
But you're right. There are several more important things. I just got my goat, and because I had the microphone, I had to share that I think manners are an important thing, as we just need to be more, if we can be more gracious and graceful with who we are as individuals, I think we'd be better off. Anyway, Terry, go on. Let's hear from you.
I mean, I agree with that. I mean, I'm just saying that, I mean, with everything that's going on, really? Because when you stop and think about, I mean, my heart went out to the veterans' families who didn't even get their, who weren't going to get their money, who gave their lives for our country because of the president. My heart goes out to that little girl who's going to die of cancer because she doesn't have a doctor now. My heart goes out to 5 million people who don't have health care. And really and truly, I mean, for a point of emphasis to be somebody booing the president, which is bad manners and bad form, and I could agree with you more. And Carl, you're right. The silence would have been absolutely the greatest thing we could have done. But to have that really be a point of emphasis, I don't know. I guess with everything going on, maybe I'm just getting a little cranky.
Well,
maybe everybody else is too.
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying, Terry. And I'm listening, and I'm watching what somebody's writing here. And it's extremely nice, nice person is Sungold. And what she is saying, and the thing, and it's not gross or anything like that, but she's angry too. But the thing is, it's 15 million people, it's not five, and on this healthcare, and it is just continuous, because now with the healthcare, under the new laws, the insurance agencies are cutting away doctors because they don't fall under the plan. So you've got all these doctors who are now no longer being supported, you know, being able to collect via the, you know, be able to put a claim in these insurance companies. And seniors are really being impacted on this one. So he is an equal opportunity. Everybody's getting their chance under President Obama to lose their health care. It's not just one area.
Yeah, you're right. And $129 million projected next year, because, as you know, a lot of businesses, and
of course they are,
you have a lot of friends here locally that own chains and own businesses, and you know they're going to have to cut back to part-time, number one. But the other thing is I guess that, you know, when you really look at what's going on, this isn't Kansas anymore. No. And we have to, I think the thing is that we probably need to have a little more emphasis on keeping our rights. I'm not saying that we have to be out there and be like, you know, advocates of, let's all stomp our feet and have a protest and throw tomatoes at whoever. But really and truly, I mean, really, you know, as a point of emphasis, I think we need to start growing up a little bit more in understanding what's going on in our country. And it's a very sad thing. There's just no disputing it. It's horrible what's going on for our kids, our grandkids. It's horrible. And I think we just have to become maybe a little bit more serious. That's all.
Well, you know, Terry, and we got to get running here. But you're absolutely right on that. But and here's the thing is, I think people all of a sudden realized the emperor has no clothes and that there's no real clear concept of who's running it or anything. And it finally, when I hear Chris Matthews on Letterman say, this thing is, where's the leadership? When I hear him say that on David Letterman, then, you know, that to me is huge. Anyway, you're right. We need to take it serious. We need to keep learning about it, and we need to make sure that a lot of these plans and things that are happening don't happen. And I think that maybe it's this coming year of 2014 is the time to change it. We got to run. Thanks, Terry.
Sure.
Tomorrow, like I said, Assemblyman Brian Daly will be with us. We're going to be talking to a couple other good guests.
Can I just say that I just love when Terry calls in and that, it's all about the passion. And, it really is. And I agree. You know, there's a lot going on. There's times when you things get in your craw and it could be like why somebody painted a line red.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
That's right. You know, the big thing is that you gotta get involved. You gotta get involved. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Parts of the Midwest are reeling in the aftermath of the fierce storms that raked a dozen states over the weekend, bringing heavy rains, powerful winds, even tornadoes. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn says now's the time for people to pull together.
We want to help each other. That's really, I think, the spirit of Illinois. It is important that we see ourselves as a family of 13 million people.
Six people killed in Illinois, a couple more in Michigan. Damage is extensive in Washington, Illinois, south of Chicago.
Maybe as many as 400 homes were destroyed or damaged severely.
Washington Mayor Gary Muneer says shelters are packed.
Grade school, high school was full. Methodist Church is full. There are five or six different locations.
Power is out for thousands. Many roads are impassable, and the search for storm victims continues.